818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two. This segment brought to you by Royal Tire over there in Petoskey. This is the second half hour, hour number two on this Tuesday, November 14th, 2023 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, the podcasts are working on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcasts. When you open it, you'll hear that tag that we put on every one to make sure you got the right day and the hour that you're looking for. But getting back to Royal Tire, if you haven't done it yet, you need to get over there soon. All season tires need to be replaced on your vehicles, or, like I did, get a set of winter wheels, buy your ice snow tires. Personally, I like the Michelin X, the Ice X. Yes, just like Twitter. Check that tread out on that tire. I have them on my car, and I got to tell you, the traction has been unbelievable. I was coming back from meetings in rain Friday, coming back from Alpena. Stopped at the Iron Pig and got a slab of ribs for dinner for Miss Vicky and I. Heated them up in the microwave. Man, were they good. But we got hit with some rain and some wind. And I got to tell you, the traction was unbelievable. Taking the curves, as I do. Speeding all the time. Always going too fast. Well, guess what? It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. How well that tire kept me on track going around those curves when wet. You definitely, definitely need to get a set of these tires. So go see Eric and the boys over there at Royal Tire. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. And get them as soon as possible. Because I'm going to tell you, the first major snowfall we get hit with, they will be bombarded with customers. And you don't want to wait till everybody else and having to sit there a couple of hours getting your snow tires put on your vehicle for this winter. Quote of the day, kind of an interesting quote, came out yesterday. State representatives, Republicans, less work, less pay. Taxpayers shouldn't be on the hook for the extended vacation Democrats have decided to award themselves. Talking about their House Resolution number 9. We've already talked about number 10. Well, we're going to get into number 9. And kind of interesting how they put forward their resolution. One of the things that the House Resolution 10 talks about is reverting back to a part-time legislature. Again, last year, out of 86 potential voting sessions in the House, only 54 of them had enough members present to make a quorum to vote. Well, State Representative Donnie Steele of Lake Orion, Tom Kuhn of Troy, and Jamie Thompson of Brownstown introduced House Resolution number 9. This resolution would have kept the legislature in session until December 28th, the end of the year. As I drive to Lansing, swerving potholes and hearing from local residents tired of blackouts and failing schools, Steele said, when discussing her resolution, well, guess what? it came to the state representatives that something had to be done. These are all issues I've been trying to fix since I was elected. But the Democrat majority has blocked our plans at every turn. Now adjourning 2 months early instead of working through these complex issues and oversight is a complete waste of state resources. Thompson also proposed that if the legislature does adjourn early, elected officials should not be paid their full-time salary for the remainder of the year. Less work should equal less pay. Taxpayers shouldn't be on the hook for these extended vacations that the Democrats have decided to award themselves. State Representative Kuhn proposed cutting the pay of the staff who also work on legislative policy if the sessions end early. Why should we be paying to staff these legislative policy positions when we have constituents that need services to navigate state government? House Democrats want to ignore the important issues facing our communities and take an early Christmas holiday, but state lawmakers earn their wages for doing the people's work, not sitting at home watching Christmas movies. If anybody else stopped showing up for work, their pay would be stopped, or they could be faced being fired, but not here in Lansing. So, needless to say, of course, the Resolution 9 that would have kept them in session until December 28th, completely symbolic. It's going nowhere. Going absolutely nowhere because the Democrats control the House and the Senate. And again, yeah, I'm going to rub your nose in it. For those of you 1.4 million people who voted in the presidential election November of 2020, did not vote last year, November of 2022, gave the Democrats a two-seat majority in the House and a two-seat majority in the Senate and reelected the governor, the attorney general, and the secretary of state. How do you feel about not voting last year now? See, you have to understand something, people. If you don't vote and things change in your state, you don't get any right to complain about it. Those of us who stayed and voted, those of us who campaigned and tried to get good people elected, well, we were successful in a couple of races. A couple. One of the biggest, largest victories this listening area got was State Representative Neil Friske beat the establishment candidates in the primary and went on to easily win election in November. Neil Friske is a solid conservative patriot. Now, one thing that is absolutely driving me crazy is the senators and how they feel that they must work with the Democrats. I was sent a clip, and I'm going to cue it up in the next hour, and I'm going to play the floor speech by one of the state senators, John Lindsay, who used his time to wrap up the legislative session for the state senators, commenting about the governor's agenda, her commission that she appointed, to investigate and to study and to make recommendations to her, the governor of the state of Michigan, by a month from tomorrow, December 15th. How do we fix Michigan's problem of a declining population? This is what she has tasked this commission to deal with. Well, guess what? This Republican was put up by the minority Republicans to be the Republican member on that commission. Gretchen Whitmer denied his appointment to that commission. Well, he had a speech memorialized into the record that he read on the Senate floor. Shortly after Senator John Lindsey's speech, another senator took to the microphone. That state senator was John DeMoose. And what did Senator John DeMoose have to say? He thanked every single progressive socialist Democrat state senator in the chamber. He called out specific districts. He didn't use their names. He called out the senator from District 8. Do you know who Senator District 8 is? Mallory McMorrow from Royal Oak. Oh, I know her. I know her very well. She's the state senator representing our daughter, Tina, and our other daughter, Chantel, who live in Royal Oak, Michigan. This woman is absolutely a full-blown communist and has raised money on various woke agenda. And John DeMoose, you will hear it in the third hour, got up and thanked and praised her and many other Democrats, not Republicans, Democrats. You're going to hear John DeMoose's own words on this show. I could not believe my ears. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIEG Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
My name is Todd Spallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spallenberg for state rep.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. and meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number two. The House portion of the Democrats' Michigan Power for All plan, establishing Michigan as a community solar state, received a first day of testimony last week, where it was praised by municipalities, conservation groups, and solar advocates, but was opposed by Consumers Energy. Following the House Energy Communications and Technology Committee hearing, Katie Carey, the Director of External Relations for Consumers Energy, said the two-bill package puts the electric grid at risk while raising costs for consumers' customers. These unregulated out-of-state solar developers have unfiltered access to the grid while pushing for a premium price for their own solar projects. This will come at the expense of low-income customers, Carey said. At Consumers Energy, we already have a community solar program featuring lower costs for subscribers, removal of barriers for entry, and options for low-income customers who want to participate. But some municipalities, like Grand Rapids, look at the legislation as an opportunity to take advantage to get federal funding through the Inflation Reduction Act, where the money comes from Washington, D.C. to build these solar projects. I wouldn't be surprised to find out that DTE is getting some of these federal dollars to build that huge solar farm that was just approved in Presque Isle County Thursday night, getting their special use permit from the Planning Commission. Karen Farrick, Government and Legislative Affairs Officer for the City of Grand Rapids, said the city is seeking opportunities to deploy up to 16.5 megawatts of solar power at the Butterworth landfill. This was a closed and fully remediated United States EPA Superfund site. She said the city is looking to have solar farms developed there as soon as possible and to make sure that the project is shovel ready. The city of Grand Rapids enthusiastically supports codifying private development of community solar, Farrick said, adding that the legislation will further many of the city's clean energy goals, including an aggressive commitment to reduce carbon emissions, enhance climate resiliency for both municipal operations, residents, businesses, and organizations within the city of Grand Rapids. State Representative, Democrat of Grand Rapids, introduced House Bill 4464, Senator, Republican from the 38th District up in the UP, Senator Ed McBroom, introduced Senate Bill 152. My state representative, John Roth, from the 104th, introduced House Bill 4465, and the communist, Jeff Irwin, from Ann Arbor, introduced Senate Bill 153. These bills would allow all this to happen, together making up a community solar portion of the MI Power for All plan. The bills create a program through the Michigan Public Service Commission where communities can create and finance community solar projects for up to 5 megawatts, offering bill credits to subscribers for any energy generated through the program. Facilities must end up having at least 3 customers, with no one person holding more than 40% ownership, and energy credits being offered for a minimum of 25 years. Well, these House bills received testimony last week. Now the Senate bills go to committee next year. In the one bill Hood introduced, 4464, requires who? The Michigan Public Service Commission. You know, those people appointed by the governor? To establish the rules for the creation of financing these community solar facilities, and to include a requirement that at least 30% of the facility be reserved for low-income households and or service organizations to purchase. Farrick went on to say a portion of the bill will address the disproportionate impact of the inefficient homes that black, indigenous, and low-income residents... I'm getting so mad I can't even talk right now. They're going to make this a race thing, ethnicity, and cater to low-income residents. What happened to you Democrats calling for equality? Yes, even you, McBroom, Republican, you, John Roth, really? Seriously? Are you kidding me? John, you and I got to talk, brother. Now that you're back in district, yeah, we're going out for lunch. This is absolute insanity what they're proposing. Well, thank God they're out of legislative session. It goes nowhere until next year. We'll be watching this one. Hour number 3, final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels.